It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the second week of trading for March, and we brought in a mixed performance to the grains with, surprisingly, wheat trading with some pretty decent gains for the week, but losing some ground in corn and soybeans. We'll talk about the week's performance after this break.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, it appeared that Monday's and Thursday's gains in wheat were enough to help wheat finish the week with some strength, while corn and soybeans slipped a little bit. For the most part, wheat is being supported by dry conditions down in the southern plains and the expectation that the wheat is coming out of dormancy with unfavorable weather, which has been somewhat supportive. Decent demand has also helped to support wheat, but it was pulled back in the middle of the week because of lower exports being reported by USDA in their March crop production report. Corn and soybeans saw no changes in their report, and that kind of pulled the market down a little bit. Of course, lighter demand for soybeans added a little bit of pressure, and continuing favorable reports out of Brazil didn't help. Corn continues to be kind of stuck in the middle between the lower soybeans and the higher wheat, as, you know, even though demand has slowed down a little bit, it still remains fairly strong for the corn market. Overall, for the week, we saw Minneapolis wheat gain 9 to 10 cents, while Chicago was up 5 to 7. Kansas City was the big winner. It was up 21 cents. Corn slipped 8 to 11 cents, while soybeans were down 9 cents. Over in the soybean meal, we gained about $1.50 to $2, while bean oil was down $1.80. And over in the canola markets, because of tariffs put against Canada from China, that market dropped $80 to $85. Meats continue to be the strong market as they roll over everybody. Live cattle finished up close to $2.90, while feeder cattle were up anywhere from around $5. And we did see slight losses in the lean hog market. As far as the outside markets were concerned, crude oil was up 45 cents. Gold was at another all-time new contract high, along with the feeder cattle market. Gold was up $95. We saw about a tenth of a cent drop in the dollar, and the Dow Jones lost over 1,200 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.